This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
But we hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created, not evolved, created equal and endowed by their creator with certain unalienable rights, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Coach Dave Dobenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean again today. Boy, if you missed yesterday's show, I don't know what to tell you other than to try to go dig back into those archives and hear the testimony that we had of former sexual deviant David Arthur. I know David doesn't mind if I call him that because he's washed in the blood of Jesus right now. And we got David back with us today. We're going to take, I don't do this very often. Going to do part two with David Arthur and sexual deviancy and homosexuality and transgenderism and are you born that way? Going to be an exciting show. I just want to, again, Coach Dave, check me out on my website, CoachDaveLive.com. I tell everybody I'm Coach Dave and I'm live. CoachDaveLive.com. Host my own show on the internet at CoachDaveLive.com every morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 to 8 o'clock. Live, call in, interactive. You can join me right on the screen. Haven't made the breakthrough to a lot of terrestrial radio yet, although we are on we're on a couple stations, one in here in Ohio, one in Utah. But we're doing everything we can to try to awaken people up and understand exactly what's going on and the lies that we're being told in the media. And as I said yesterday, I'm a boat rocker too. Bradley Dean, he's a big boat rocker. I'm about half his size, and I'm a boat rocker too. They told me one time when I was a young guy playing football, it's not the size of the dog in the fight, but the size of the fight in the dog. And that's really where we are, folks. We're living in incredible times. Trying to think about, I made the comment yesterday that I got my Medicare card in the mail yesterday. And how can I be 65 years old? And I look back over my shoulder now as a grandfather of four and a husband of a wife of 37 years, and wake up all of a sudden and understand that I'm an old man. I'm a senior citizen. And you know, as we head off into the sunlight of our lives, the sunlight of our days, I begin to think more and more. I begin to worry less about what people say about me, what people think about me. I worry less about that, and I focus more and worry more about those who are coming behind me, my own children, my own grandchildren, and what type of country, what type of nation we're leaving to them. And the scripture tells us that I'm a wise man. I want to be a wise man. Or maybe it says a good man. I want to be a good man. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. And as I stand on the, you know, how old am I going to live? I'm going to make it 20 more years. I say to my wife all the time, I'm going to make it to 85, honey. Am I going to make it to 90? Am I going to make it to next week? Tomorrow's promise to no man. So I've made the commitment in my life that I'm going to do everything that I can to try to make sure that my children and my grandchildren have a better future than the one that I have. That's what we're about at Pass the Salt Ministries. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, you are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out on the trodden under the foot of men. Sexual sins. Boy, they're carrying the day everywhere we look. look in the culture and in society, confusion abounds. And confusion abounds, my friends, because the salt has lost its savor. There's no longer any right and wrong. There's no longer any solid basis, any rock that anybody can stand upon. That you can take a young child and put them in elementary school and find out in that elementary school that they're going to begin to teach your child about sexual deviancy and our acceptance of it. Now we find out that even in God-fearing Ohio out here in the cornfield country, I tell everybody I live in the cornfield outside of Columbus, Ohio, where we live. Even out here, they're trying to infiltrate into our public schools and trying to give us, what do they call that, genderless ID cards, genderless driver's license, trying to confuse our children in the schools. And all of this is going on under the watchful eye of the salt of the earth, the light of the world, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Christians are permitting all this stuff to take place in our midst. And Jesus told us to occupy till I return. And I would tell you, my friends, we're not occupying very well. We're not occupying. We're sitting back. We're watching America go to hell because, as it says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, that the salt has lost its savor. David Arthur is joining us again. I call him former alphabet soup deviant. He was gay. He was bi. He was tri. He was tranny. He was all of them. Miraculously saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. And we're going to hear more from David today. David, are you out there, brother? How are you doing today?
I'm here, Coach. How are you? I'm good. I'm ready to go.
I know you are, brother. And I got to tell you, man, even though I'm on Bradley Dean's radio show, I got some emails, I got some texts I heard from people who were listening to Bradley and know me personally and knew that I was sitting in for Bradley and said, my goodness, where did you find this guy? Where did you find this guy? Because David, we've been told lies, haven't we, brother? Without going back through the entire testimony, you were your whole life, man, sexually confused to the point where you were going to have some of your, what do you say, some of those appendages taken off. And just short of that, that didn't happen to you, David. And you found the truth about who you really were from some guy planting in your life all the time. David, you weren't born that way, David. And it was a born-again experience and receiving Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Tell us where you are today, David, and what's going on.
You know, Coach, I just have to say, if God can restore me after all that I've done, you know, transgenderism, homosexuality, pedophilia, from infecting people with HIV, purposely, intentionally, prostitution, crime, anything you can imagine, I've been there, I've done that. And if God can restore me, then there's restoration for anybody. You know, and so right now, I see this need. You know, I always said I'm not going to get political, but that was because I was being molded by the wrong church. And so when I saw that this movement, this LGBTP for pedophile movement, has become a political movement as they infiltrated into your school systems and into your doctor's office, into your health and human services, into all your public areas, anywhere where children and youth gather, that's where you will find this movement. And what they need to know, and these parents, what they need to know is that if they're going to accept this and allow their children to be indoctrinated into this movement, that they might as well just put a big pretty bow on their children and just hand them over to the predators that are preying on them at this moment in their classrooms.
So, David, Arthur, you would tell us this, brother. You weren't born that way, man.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Dan Pillow of TaxHelpOnline.com. You know, our Christian heritage is under attack from every direction, so it's never been more important for Christians to understand our heritage and the truth about American history. I can't think of a better place to get this important knowledge than from Bradley Dean. The Sons of Liberty radio show and sonsoflibertyradio.com bring you the important lessons of history that the left is working to scrub out of existence.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
For Bradley Dean. Bradley's in the land of the fruits and the nuts out in California, made a presentation yesterday and a presentation tonight, and he'll be back home and back behind the microphone tomorrow. I'm just honored that he would give me the chance to come in here and brag a little bit on Jesus, brag a little bit on our buddy David Arthur, and to try to awaken people to understand exactly what's going on. Now, folks, here's what I'm going to do right now. I'm going to give out the phone number. And we would love for you to call, because one of the reasons I brought David Arthur back in with us today is I believe there are a lot of parents out there who are dealing with this issue. And one of the things that we're seeing is there's a lot of confusion when it comes to homosexuality, and a child that you love that's struggling with it, or a relative, a cousin, a niece, a neighbor, coworker, somebody that you know that has given themselves over. That's what it says, by the way, in Romans. They gave themselves over. They've given themselves over to this deviant lifestyle, and you don't really know what to do. And people say, well, you got to love them. And people say, no, you got to resist them. And people say, you have to rebuke them. And say, no, you have to accept them. And there's a lot of confusion out there. And I'm sure David Arthur would be more than honored and more than happy to give you some advice if you have a question about how you might want to approach somebody like that. Here's our call-in number. It's 866-582-9933. I'll give that to you again. 866-582-9933. One more time. 866-582-9933. Now, David, for those who didn't get a chance to hear your testimony yesterday, I'm just going to give it to him in a nutshell, David, because you were, brother, you were about as, you were lower than a snake, man. You're about as low as a guy could get, on the verge of having an actual, sex change operation where they took a knife and, as you said, made your Audi an innie or made your innie an Audi. you're almost to that position. You spent time in jail. A guy you called Bishop while you were in jail kept coming around saying, David, that's not the way the Lord made you. Your mom never gave in to it. She never started calling you a female name. She never identified you as a female. She says, you're David. I gave birth to a son. And David, tell us a miracle, brother, of after all that 40 plus years of deviancy, living a life of deviancy. What happened to you, David? What made you see the light?
What made me see the light is that I hit rock bottom. I had full-blown AIDS, infections in the brain and the blood. I was on my deathbed. They sent me home to die. When they put hospice in place in a hospital bed in your room and give you all the niceties, sit down in peace, and you accept and know that you're truly dead, you're going to die, and that's that, you're at rock bottom. And that's what it took.
Oh, really?
I had to be crushed. Pardon?
How old were you at that time, David?
I was 37 years old. I spent over 30 years in that darkness, in that movement.
And what happened, brother, you obviously didn't die.
That's right. You know what? Because I picked up the word and I read Romans 1:27 and it told me not only, it said men burning in lust for one another, giving up the natural use of the woman. And I said, wow, you know what? Not only am I living sinful, but I'm living unnaturally. And I started actually thinking and hearing Bishop's words in my head. David, God did not create you to be this way. He didn't even intend for you to be this way. And so that led me to just keep diving into the word and diving into the word. And then in Luke 9:23, Jesus said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And I said, wow, you know what? If I believe that this is who I am, I have to deny myself. I have to deny myself. That's what I have to do. And that's what I started doing. And I just started praying and repenting, and I believed, and I gave it all to him. And I begged him daily. I begged him daily to please take the reins of my life. And through weeks of this, I woke up one morning in excruciating pain from the inside out, head to toe, pain meds didn't touch it. And guess what? I had joy in my heart. I was in pain and I had peace. I was in pain and I finally knew what rest meant. For the first time in my entire life, I knew what rest meant. And I just looked up and I said, you know what, Lord, I'm ready to go. Take me
home. David, you're not laying in, you're battling this age. Your body's being ravaged with all the type of sicknesses that are going on. And David, if I understand you right, you're not praying for healing. You're praying for the Lord to take you home. Is that right?
Yes. I just wanted to go. I didn't want to live like that. I didn't want to be that way anymore. And because in my head I was dying, and I didn't want to be that way. There was nothing left for me, and I just wanted to go home. I wanted to go to be in the arms of this father that I never knew even existed, this father that I never had in my life, and I wanted to go and be in my father's arms. And I said, Lord, please just take me home. I said, but I ask you one thing, that through my death, somebody will come to know you, that through my death, you will be glorified. And coach, I tell you what, David died. David died and David was reborn, and through David's death, the Lord will be glorified with every single breath that I take, because we are not born that way. God didn't create us that way. He didn't intend for us to be that way. And if you believe that you were born that way, then Jesus, who is God, said, be born again. And so if we are born again and we deny self, like Jesus said again, deny self, then guess what? Then we can deny anything. We can, no matter what the enemy comes at us with, we can give it. I started getting up out of bed, coach. I started walking around, standing up straight. I hadn't stood up straight for over a year. I was hunched over on a walker for over a year with my bone density almost gone from severe osteoporosis on top of the full-blown age. And that was from all the hormones and all the garbage that I put into my body. And I started standing up straight and no walker, just using a cane, and then no cane. And then the nurse comes out and they draw the blood at home, and then the nurse practitioner calls, and she's a Christian, and the doctor's not, and she says, can you come into the office, because we really got to talk. And I go in, and she says, David, doctor's not going to come in this office because he has no scientific explanation for what's happening here. And I said, well, what's happening? And she said, David, you're undetectable, and we've never seen numbers like that even survive, not let alone we've never seen numbers your high, viral load is high as yours in this office. She said, this is a medical miracle. And I said, that's God. She said, that you're darn Skippy, that's God. And then she said, do you want to pray? I said, absolutely, let's pray. And so, and from that moment, it just got gooder and gooder, Coach. Because
let me ask you this: as a guy, you're fighting this deviant, these demons. I believe that, David. I believe in demons. I believe that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I believe that those demons come in and they invade the body of a man and a woman and convince them that they're homosexual, David. In that 30-some year battle that you were fighting to with those demons and that demon of homosexuality, David, was anybody sharing the gospel with you? What was the opinion of those within the sexual deviant community? What was their opinion of Christ and Christianity and Christians?
You know, Coach, there was only two types of people that came into my life in any kind of religious form, and they were either you're going to hell, you're disgusting. And there was a whole lot of truth, but no love, no compassion, or all of this fake love and no truth by saying, oh, don't worry about it, God made you that way. You know, Christians wouldn't even, I wouldn't even allow them to approach me. You know, if I seen them, I would tell them, don't say nothing to me. You know, and that's that. And I just didn't want anything to do with it, because when I used to go into the chapel when I was in prison, I would walk into the chapel and the preacher would go from whatever he was talking about to hell and brimstone and why homosexuals are going to burn in hell forever. And that completely turned me off, and I had to get out of there because that was the truth. But guess what? There was no love, no compassion.
There was no hope in that message.
Absolutely. But when that correctional officer came up to me and said, do you know God didn't create you to be this way? There was something about that man that I knew without a shadow of a doubt for the first time in my entire life, that there was a man that stood in front of me that loved me true and pure and wanted nothing from me. And that is what intrigued me. And it was that planted the seed that eventually God caused the increase. But it wasn't that that saved me. It wasn't the truth in love that saved me. It was the truth in love that intrigued me.
866-582-9933. 866-582-9933.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Jeans. Got brushed up against the commercial again. I'm sorry, I didn't. I don't always hear the music in the background. Maybe it's part of the fact that, you know, I'm getting old. Going to open up the phone lines. We'd love for you. Listen, we want to make David Arthur available to you to answer questions that you might have. I'm gonna lead David through some of this, but this is your chance. If you're out there and you're dealing with this issue, not you in particular. Maybe you have a child who's trapped in that lifestyle or is being tempted into that lifestyle, and you're not really sure how you should react to it. Should you love them? Should you resist them? Should you deny them? David Arthur is a guy who's lived a life for 30 plus years, and he'd be more than willing to give you some advice. That phone line is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'd love to have you come and be part of the show. David, let me take you a little bit of a journey here, Dave. Maybe you can help us out, David. You're telling me the other day when you and I were just having a conversation regarding the lifestyle and how you get lured and drawn into the lifestyle. And in fact, David, you've taken LGBT and you've added the letter P because you say pedophilia is one of the ways that they are now
working hard to try to get approval of, because that is, in fact, how they recruit new, unsuspecting young children, vulnerable children, into homosexuality.
Absolutely. I've seen it. Well, one, I was recruited into it by numerous people from that movement. But as I grew older, I became a recruiter and started recruiting boys into that movement. And I've seen it. I've seen men recruit boys and women recruit girls. And I've seen them how they're just sucked into that movement. Coach, they're used up, they're passed around, they're profited off of, they're put on drugs and alcohol, they're given anything they want just to lure them in. But once they got them, they got them. And then when they're of no more good to them, they toss them out like garbage. And that's, you know, this is why we have all these last few generations, these young people that are on psych meds and they're in the porn industry and sex trafficking and prostitution, and they're alcoholics and they're drug addicts, and I've seen this because they go right from the streets into somebody's home. They're used up, they're thrown out like garbage, but now when they're on the streets, now they have their bodies that mean nothing to them, and so that's what becomes their means of survival. And this is what happens. I mean, I was prostituting at 14 years old. 14 years old, I was on the streets of Philadelphia. I was a runaway, homeless, HIV positive at 14 years old. You know, yeah. I mean, I asked most people what they were doing at 14, and they were, well, I was, you know, just going to
playing baseball.
Practice.
Yeah. Playing baseball, living a good life. You know, David, something that I've kind of studied the issue quite a while myself, and you shared with me that really and truly, if you could sit down with someone who is struggling with homosexuality, especially a boy, especially a young male, if you were to sit down with him, David, you told me, you gave me a very, very high number. When I said to you, how many of these young kids who are drawn into sexuality, homosexuality that we see today, who are saying, I was born that way, or are falling into the lifestyle. David, how many of those would you say are children who have fallen into the lifestyle because they have been molested?
At least at a minimum, 95%. And there's no question. And then those are the ones that I've had contact with. I spoke to a pastor on my last trip to Pennsylvania who was a high school counselor, and he said 100% of every high school kid that identified as LGBT was molested as a child. It's almost a common denominator. It's either or both, that they were either molested and or they didn't have a connection or didn't have a connection with their father, or they didn't even have a father. And my father,
but David, also the truth is, I don't know about you, if you were molested at a young age, 7 years old, 8 years old, folks, sometimes we forget what it was like to be that age. Our granddaughter, my wife and I, our granddaughter is 7 years old. And to see how innocent she is, and she doesn't have sexual thoughts at 7 years old or 8 years old, David. And so it would be possible for a young child like that, a young boy, if he gets molested by an adult male, the reality of it is, in this young boy's mind, first being introduced to sex to begin with, probably doesn't even know what that is. And then when he's introduced to sex by someone of the same sex. And in some ways, the molestation, as weird as this might sound, the molestation probably felt somewhat pleasurable, and now he's confused in his mind that this sexual experience and this pleasure that went along with it, that experience is something that happens only when I hook up with another person of the same sex. And it's at that very first encounter like that, David, that the confusion begins to seep into the mind of that young child. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. See, homosexuality, when it is delivered to a young mind, it is automatically, by its very nature, it's pornographic. And so it automatically destroys the developing, impressionable minds of children, and it totally confuses the development. developing sexuality. It totally confuses it. I mean, I was 8, 9 years old, Coach, and I was cutting school so that I could go hang out in a public bathroom or at a bus stop so that I was hoping some dirty old man would come along and touch me. I mean, this is it's not. There's absolutely no normalcy in that. You know, there's nothing in that says normalcy or that anybody would ever be born that way. You know, I mean, there's a lot. And
David, would you say then that those who are trapped inside the what I call the homosexual activists? Because let's be true here. There are some people who are really, really, they're just deceived. For whatever reason, they are living the homosexual lifestyle. They are deceived. But, David, we know that there are militant homosexuals, and the Bible calls them workers of iniquity, those who don't just want to have the sexual gratification themselves, but they are working that sin to try to recruit others and trap others inside of that. This idea that every homosexual is just Tommy and Billy living down the street having a garden, that's one aspect of homosexuality, but there's a militant side of it as well, is there not, David?
Absolutely. I mean, I became a recruiter, so I know that there is. But let me just say this. There's a lot of people, especially in our culture right now, that don't even know that there's freedom from this sin because they don't know that they're living in sin because they have all these fake churches and fake preachers and teachers telling them that they're born that way, that they're created that way, that God loves them just the way they are. And this is why it's even worse nowadays. But, Coach, there are some who never have molested a child. And so, I mean, I don't want anyone, I mean, a lot of people say, well, that's a pretty harsh, you know, putting the pedophile movement with the LGBT movement. But that's what it is as a movement. And as a movement, there is nothing good about it. And so there is no, well, just love them, because you can't. How can you love somebody who is trying to hurt your children? How can you love, and I'm looking at this as a movement. How can you love this movement that look at right now, California, the governor is forcing all the schools to show children gay sex in school, all school-age children. They now have LGBT textbooks, and to top it all off, the California parents are barred from opting their kids out because it's a mandatory LGBT textbook and it's the law. So unless they're willing to take their kids out of school and homeschool them or move out of California, their children are doomed.
You know, David, the question I like to ask, right at a time like this, I don't know if you can feel my blood pressure coming through the airwaves or not, but my blood pressure is skyrocketing, David, to think that how many people and how many churches and how many pastors having a misunderstanding of homosexuality and how we should treat homosexuality, understanding that Jesus said that we were the salt of the earth, and that if the salt loses its savor, that we were henceforth good for nothing except to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. And that Jesus said, occupy until I return. Occupy till I come. He said to earnestly contend for the faith. David, how do peaceful, God-fearing Christians, how do we stand by and allow this kind of thing to take place? 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We have a caller. Let's go and bring him on the air here. Hello, caller. You're on. This is Coach Dave. You're on with Coach Dave and David Arthur. Your question? Hello, caller. Did I do something wrong there? Caller, you're on. No, we seem to love. Call back. If it was something that I did wrong over here, give us a call back. I see that, again, folks, I'm a rookie at this. We're getting ready to head to a break anyway, so we'll get this phone line all firmed up. Dave, we come back on the other side of it. We're going to have about 10 minutes left. We're going to take some calls. And, David, we're going to send out a word of advice to pastors and to Christians about the insidious nature of this sexual sin.
what our obligation is to stand up and be the salt and light against it. Coach Dave Doppenmeyer with my friend David Arthur sitting in for Bradley Dean. We'll be right back on the other side.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Karen from Harrison, Arkansas. My husband James and I are proud supporters of the Sons of Liberty radio program. We love the way Brad delivers God's word and how he brings in the Constitution to his ministry. We pray that your ministry will continue to grow and reach more people in the future. May God bless both of you.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Sitting in for Bradley Dean, 866-582-9933. David Arthur is our guest, former LGBTQRSTUV. He did it all. He was on the verge of being a transsexual. He dressed as a woman. He lived as a woman and was radically saved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'd love for you to jump into this discussion, 866-582-9933. See if I can get this right, David. We have Diana in Chicago. Diana, you're on the air. God bless you, dear.
Hey, Coach Dave. So nice to hear your voice. I listen to your program most of the mornings.
Thank you, dear.
It's nice,
thank you, dear.
Your guest, his name is David, right? So we got Dave and David.
How about that?
Hey, you guys. I'll tell you what. It's really hard sometimes to be on the Lord's side when you have a child that has decided that they're going to go gay. And I don't even like to use that word because there's nothing happy and joyous about it.
Amen, for sure.
it's really hard to be like pushed from my grown daughter's life, who's now 28, who her entire life was as straight as an arrow, and then all of a sudden, a woman that she worked with was pursuing her, and next thing I know, she broke up with her long-term boyfriend and started going out with this woman. Well, the funniest thing is, I know the Holy Spirit told me that she was dating a woman long before she told me herself. I was standing in the shower one day praying about her, and it was like just the hand of God. Someone pushed down on my head and said, you need to be praying for your daughter right now because she is dating a woman. And I'm like, why would I think such a crazy thought? And next thing you know, I kind of brushed it off, and I mean, it came again. I almost fell down in the shower. And I said, Lord, it must be you. And, you know, about 2 weeks later, my daughter was at my house, and she said, I asked her, I said, so how's the dude? And she says, oh, well, we broke up, but I'm dating somebody else. And I said, well, before you tell me, I said, can you tell me, are you dating a woman? And her jaw went immediately to the floor because no one knew, but God knows. God knows. Mm-hmm. And he had laid it on my heart. And I'll tell you what, sometimes it's really difficult because my brother and sisters have, and my nieces and nephews, many of them have kind of cut me out of their life because of the stance and the belief that I have of what God said is right and what is not right.
David, what kind of encouragement could you offer to Diana here?
No,
I was glad to hear about the one, the guy that was talking to you that God didn't make you that way. And you know what?
Uh-huh.
I pray that every day.
And not only that, God Diana, he said he never did that.
Her life.
Yeah.
Diane.
Go ahead, David.
I think the one thing that I would start doing right now is when you pray for your daughter, is pray that God will place a bishop in her life. Pray that God will place somebody in her life that she will not only hear but listen to, but also pray that she will be brought to her knees. Pray that in this movement, that as she's moving in this movement and deeper into this darkness, that she will be brought to her knees, that she will be, what the word I use all the time is crushed. And I don't mean that, that you're going to pray for your, kind of like, David, you know, King David, he prayed for people's demise and for them to be crushed. But he said, oh, but Lord, and he was praying about his own son. And he said, but Lord, but, you know, please spare the boy. And so it's that type of prayer, and it's that type of dedication and trust and faith that we have to have. And so if we truly have it, and we truly pray like that, and we truly give it to him in that manner, then
David,
yes,
I give some advice here, David. How should she deal with the fact that she doesn't want to give in to this lie about her daughter? How does she How does she deal with that fact and the fact that the daughter wants to live this type of lifestyle? As a parent, how would you direct Diana?
I would just tell her, don't give in. Stand firm on her, on the word. Stand firm on what God loves, and don't give in. And when you do speak to your family or whoever, don't refer to it as a lifestyle. It's not a lifestyle. It's a death style.
Amen.
And no one has. And you
nothing
know what? And when they say, when they come to you and your daughter says, well, what am I supposed to just become straight? You tell her, sweetheart, you already are straight. You already are. You were created that way. You were designed that way. What you have to do is let go of this sin, of this darkness that has a hold of you, this demon. Because see, with the homosexual demon, there comes a slew. I call it, there comes a slew of demons. And when it comes, it doesn't come alone. Yes, and it comes a legion. I call it legion. And so when it comes with anger. It comes with pride. It comes with perversion. It comes with offense. It comes with a slew of things. And so you have to stand your ground, and you have to know that what you're doing is you're standing up for what God loves, because he's the only one that can move upon your child. Loving them doesn't do anything but sometimes plant seeds and water seeds, but loving them, like this church is loving them right now, and they see where is this loving them gotten them. It's gotten them nowhere. Now we are, we're going to praise and worship on the Lord's Day, and we're jumping around and we're worshiping with homosexuals and with drug addicts because we can't get no, you know, because the church has loved them and become a hospital for sinners when it is a sanctuary for saints, mind you. But and so what we're doing is they're loving them to death. They're loving them literally straight to hell. And so with the, even with your family members, you know, you can reach out to your family members one by one and you can let them know, look, this is the truth. There are, there's a slew of people out there that are in this ex-gay movement that have come out of that world.
Right.
Men, women, you go onto my Facebook page, go onto I Belong Amen Ministries on Facebook, and I post them almost, I try to do it daily, if not at least a few a week, of men and women that have come out of this movement, and they are out there ready to get out and speak up. And this is
what
we have
to ask you right now. I'll ask the listeners out there right now. I want you right now to partner and agree with and pray with Diana that you are going to contend with her for her daughter. Don't you give in, Diana. Don't you give in to that. You remind her every day that you gave birth to a little girl and how precious she is in the eyes of the Lord. And don't give in to that lie, that deviant lifestyle. And I know, Diana, that there are literally thousands of people across America that are going to stand in support of you and your battle and for your daughter's life. God bless you, Diana. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks.
God bless
thanks,
you, dear.
David. Okay.
God bless you.
Hey, David, how do we get a hold of you, man? We're up against the clock here, brother. They want to get a hold of you. How do they do it?
I Belong Amen Ministries on Facebook or IBelongAmen.com is the website. And I just have to tell you, Coach, as feminine as I was and as much as I lived as a woman, guess what? It was Jesus. It was Jesus Christ that taught me how to be a man. It was the Word. The Word taught me how to be a man. And so it's the Word that can teach men how to be men and women how to be women. But we just have to give it to the Word.
David, we shall know the truth. And the truth, if we know it, will set us free. Folks are lying to you in the churches. If they're telling you just to accept it, they're born that way, and they're just a sinner like everybody else, that's easy for you to say. We want you to go to war right now for Diana, for her daughter, that her daughter's eyes would be open, that she would be, come back to the full knowledge of the truth. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. God bless you, David. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
For your lifestyle. We just pray that the blessings of God would be upon you, Dave, and doors would be open for you, brother.
God bless.
Thanks, George. Folks, Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer sitting in for Bradley Dean today. You can find me at CoachDaveLive.com, CoachDaveLive.com. Hey, go online there. Make an offering to Bradley. Help keep Bradley out fighting the fight, speaking the truth, changing lives, contending for the faith. As I said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. And the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. God bless you, my friends. God, I'll be back tomorrow. We'll see you then.
It's a tall old tree and a strong old tree, and we are the sons, yes, we are the sons of liberty.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Age-related macular degeneration is a leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.